Penguin Random House Audio presents Love Letters, a Rose Harbor novel by Debbie Maycumber. Read for you by Lorelei King. August 2014. Dear friends, one of my most frequently asked questions is, where do you get your story ideas? The answer is different with every book. Most of the plots I develop are a direct result of something that has come about in my own life. Love Letters is no exception. Shortly after my mother died, I found the diary she'd written during World War II. It was one of the older versions, a 5-year diary, with only a few lines for each day. Every page of Mom's diary was a love letter to my father. Her heart was in each entry. I read through the journal with tears in my eyes. At one point, my father arranged through his sister for Mom to get roses on her birthday. Her entry that day said, "Roses from Ted, oh my heart." Later, when my father was captured and held inside Germany as a POW, it was months before Mom received word he was alive. Day after day, the only words she wrote were, "No letter from Ted, no letter from Ted." And then there was one heart-wrenching entry that spoke of all her fears and angst that read, "Oh God, please." Once she received the notification that Dad was alive, Mom didn't write in her diary again. After reading through Mom's diary, my mind started spinning with the idea of writing a book that involved love letters. My heroine, Jo Marie, knows what it's like to lose her husband on a battlefield. Paul wrote her a letter just in case he didn't return home. And a young couple, Roy and Maggie Porter, whom you're about to meet, broke up in college, only to be reconciled by a love letter. And then there's Ellie. I do this, you know. I get so excited about a plot that I tend to give the entire story away in a reader letter. I'll resist as best I can and let you make the discovery for yourself. So, my friends, settle back, get involved in the story, and my hope is that when you finish the book, you'll heave a breathless sigh and feel strongly enough to write a love letter to the one who holds your heart. One of my greatest joys as an author is hearing from my readers. You can connect with me on my website at debbiemaycumber.com or on Facebook. In fact, if you feel so inclined, you can write me a love letter and mail it to P.O. Box 1458, Port Orchard, Washington, 98366. Enjoy. Warmest regards, Debbie Maycumber. Chapter 1. If someone had told me as little as 2 years ago that I'd own and operate a bed and breakfast in this tiny burg of a town called Cedar Cove, I would have laughed my head off. But then I never expected to be a widow at the age of 36 either. If I've learned anything, and trust me, life has been filled with several painful lessons, it's that the future doesn't come with a printed guarantee. So here I am in 95-degree heat, stripping beds, scrubbing toilets, and baking cookies. An even greater surprise is that I'm loving it. Well, maybe not the toilet scrubbing part, but just about every other aspect of this new life I have carved out for myself. It's been 2 full years now since I got the news that my husband is dead. And while I never thought it would be possible, there are times when I can smile again, feel again, even laugh. All three are surprises. When I got word that Paul had been killed in a helicopter crash on some unpronounceable mountainside in Afghanistan, it felt as if my entire world had imploded. I needed to hold on to something to keep from spiraling out of control, and that something turned out to be Rose Harbor Inn. Nearly everyone advised against me buying the inn. My family, my friends, my employer. Again and again I heard that this was a drastic change and I should wait a year, give it 12 months, I was lectured. That's the proverbial wisdom, and while I politely listened, I silently went about making my own plans. It was either do something different, all right, drastic, or slowly go insane. Has it been easy? Hardly. Eking out a living by renting rooms, doing a good majority of the work myself, hasn't helped build up my investment portfolio. I have yet...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?